Welcome to Excellent Adventures, where I, your host, Reece Sweeney, take a step away from my duties as a radio and TV personality and give you a first-hand look at my other love, backyard chickens and homesteading. Take a listen to conversations I have with others who are in farming, homesteading, and connected brands. And some of those conversations go a little like this.
She does say I have too much, though. She says I have too many, but I don't think I have enough.
The chicken math started mathing.
Yep, it's never ending.
I only started with like 4 laying hens. Now I have over 100 chickens and geese and quail.
So the first question we ask everybody that comes on to the Excellent Adventures, what was your old cluck moment?
The first thing that comes to mind is when the first time I got locked inside one of my own chicken coops.
We talk about the highs, the lows, and everything in between. Now let's see who's on this episode of Excellent Adventures. One subject and one subject only today. Ducks. It's chick season. People want to get ducks. I was a victim of this. Okay. And I know some of you guys may have been a victim of this or are about to become a victim, because this is what happens. You walk into your local feed store. You're like, oh, look at the beautiful chicks. And they just chirping away and they look all adorable and stuff. And maybe you've had chickens before. Maybe you've had backyard poultry. You've had quail or turkeys and all this stuff. And you like, those little baby ducks look adorable. Listen, adorable. It happened to me. Shout out to Cowgirl Cree on the live chat. It happened to me. I'm like, oh, look at these little duckies. They look so adorable. I'm going to grab a few ducks. Well, let me tell you, I had no idea what I was getting into. I did the research, set up a duck brooder, figured out these little tricks from online of how not to have the baby ducklings make a mess inside of their brooder. Guess what? Still made a mess. I'm talking about the paint. We had the paint tray with the grated top. We put the water on top of that. So when the ducks go and drink, and even if they try to jump into the water, when they jump out, the water gets into the tray, right? No mess, right? Wrong. Ducks find a way. Even the baby ducklings find a way. We started out with getting 3 ducks. All right, we got them online. And this is outside of the scheme of our rescue program, the Excellent Adventure Rex Rescue Program, right? So, of course, we got all these rescues. We got ponies. We got goat rehomes. We have rabbit rehomes. We've got chickens that came from egg farms, as well as chickens that we brewed and raised, right? So we have some pet chickens and we have rescue chickens. We got all of these mixtures of animals. I bought the ducks. I fell for the duck cuteness, all right? Walking in Tractor Supply this time last year on chick days. Saw the baby ducks, was like, let me do some research first. Did some research, got all the information. Saw that ducks might follow you around. They grow up. They're beautiful. I went online. I looked at the breeds I wanted. I went on a website, a popular hatchery, and purchased 4 baby ducks. Okay. Little cute little ducks. Some of you guys know you've been following us and keeping up with the journey. And we appreciate that, man. Listen. Yes, you're right. Some just reminded me that I also have a livestock guardian dog that was also an add to the backyard situation. This all started from 2 chickens, but let me stay focused on this duck situation, because this episode is purely for duck slander. If you have ducks, you can join my live on any of the streaming platforms right now that we are on. Okay. Just request to join and someone will add you in. Let me get back to this slander. I get these four baby ducks. All right. They in the brooder. They make a little mess in the brooder. Not a big deal. Not a whole big deal. I'm used to a little baby chick mess. Okay. They feather out. They grow faster than chickens. That was a plus. All right. Let me give the ducks a plus for that. They grow faster than chickens. Okay. Let me hit the yes button for that. Yes. The ducks grew faster than the chickens. They feathered out. They were ready to go. Okay. We build a whole duck enclosure. We put the ducks inside the enclosure. About 3 days later, the ducks want nothing to do with us. The ducks are on. The ducks have created their own friend group, and they don't want to be bothered with the human species. OK, that was the first thing. So they used to run straight into the coop as soon as we come in. We're nice to the ducks. I'm doing a baby talk. Come here, little duckies. Come on, duckies. Come get some food. They don't care about that. That was the first red flag. OK, in a relationship. The next red flag is the ducks like chickens. Are delicious to every animal out there. They know that ducks are delicious. So one night we lose a duck to a snake attack. So we had to reinforce their Duckingham Palace. Okay. We reinforced it. We ran hardware cloth around the enclosure so the snakes could not get in. We put cayenne pepper around it as well as snake away around all the enclosures because it was a big black king snake. Couldn't find him, but he got to the duck. Okay. Chicken math happens with that. All right. What happens with chicken math? You lose one, you buy more. I lost one duck. Go to Tractor Supply and see six ducks. One of them has a messed up foot, a knuckle foot. I don't know what's going to happen to this little duckling. So we say we'll take this duckling along with the friends that were inside of this brooder. We get more ducks. OK, we got the ducks going. We brood in these ducks and then we add them to the outside flock. And here's where all heck breaks loose. The ducks are the messiest, most disrespectful farm animal that you have ever seen. Ever. Let me tell you why. You fix a chicken's water and food. And the chickens eat the water and food. Yes, if you don't raise up the water, they scratch some bedding into the water, right? Ducks, a whole different situation. As soon as you put fresh water in the duck place, the ducks ruin it. I'm talking mud, rocks, feces, whatever they can get into that water, they do. It's like they wait on you to put fresh water in to muck it up. They love it. That's their goal in life, is to muck up water. All right. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now. This is a special live. We do this once a year with a live episode of Excellent Adventures. Okay. This is Excellent Adventures. This is a special live edition of the podcast. And I am feeling so strongly about duck slander that I had to come in because I know what's about to happen. Y'all are going to walk into Tractor Supply Company or your local feed store, or you're going to be online shopping at these wonderful sites like My Pet Chicken, who has wonderful breeds. And you see these baby ducklings, but you have no idea what you're into. Now, listen, if you're set up for it, which we're about to get to the setup, we're going to get to the setup to keep all the headache away. But before we do that, we have to slander so you understand and know what you're getting into. OK, ducks are expert. I am not expert level. Ducks are expert level poultry. Let me get back to why. Ducks ruin the water. So it doesn't matter if it's in a bowl, you get a little kiddie pool. Oh, I'm going to get a little kiddie pool for the ducks so they can swim around. Wrong. The ducks get into the water. They do backflips, somersaults. They start doing all types of Olympic ski moves inside of the kiddie pool. They drag every piece of particle and land into the pool. They poop in it, and it's just a mess. So when you get the kiddie pool, you have to have a place that's easily accessible to dump it, okay? Hey, Nikki McDonald, we appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am here for anything that I've learned, but today is about ducks. Do not fall for the cute little duckling thing. If you're not prepared to do all of the things to keep your ducks clean and safe outside and to keep yourself from getting a headache. Let me get back to it. A day like today, it's raining today, right? The chickens see rain. The chickens go back in the coop. Minus a few of the cute chickens. You know the rule, chicken people. The cuter the chicken, the less thought the chicken has. So I got a couple of designer, I'm throwing up the air quotes for those who can't see me, designer chickens in the coop that when it rains, they just stay outside and get soaked. But most of the chickens go back into the coop, okay? They say, oh, it's raining. Let me go. Not the ducks. The ducks stay out in the rain. They flap around. They create muddy, mucky messes everywhere. And guess what they do after that? They lay eggs in the muddy, mucky mess. Yes, Klaus and Ray just said exactly what I was thinking. These are the special chickens. The special chickens stay out in the rain. All ducks are special chickens. Okay, it's like God said, hey, let me make a waterproof chicken with a squeaker. And that's what he did. And these things, these expert level poultry, are the messiest things I've ever dealt with in my life. And you got to have a kiddie pool because they need water to clean off in between their wings. They need it. So make sure if you have ducks and you have your kiddie pool, right? These are the cheat codes I've learned. Make sure that it's somewhere that you can dump it and you don't care about the grass or anything that where you're dumping it in, because it may create a mud hole, a mud area if it's not easily irrigated, if the water doesn't disperse correctly, if it piles up in one place, you're going to have a muddy mess. Okay. Thank you, Sophia. I hope I'm saying your name right. You've probably been down this duck road, this ducking road before. Okay. Second thing, ducks create mud. So even if you have a beautiful grass patch that you've enclosed and you want to put the ducks there, guess what? They're going to graze. They're going to graze. They're going to run their little adorable little beaks into the ground and make holes. So now you think you got snakes or you think you got rodents. It's not. It's the ducks. They're making these holes. They instinctually plunge their beaks, bills into the ground when it's moist and make holes. So now you think you have a rodent problem. Nope. I put a baby camera in there to see what was going on. It's the ducks. All right. Then you're going to think your ducks are broken because you can't tell, like with the chicken around when they become pullets, when they raise from baby chicks and become pullets, you start to see a comb or fall feathers and you say, okay, I got a roux. A few months later, or weeks later, this roux starts to crow. And you, oh, I definitely got a roux. He's cock-a-doodle-dooing. He's doing his little rooster dance, right? Ducks, different story. Depending on the breed, you won't be able to tell if it's a boy or a girl. We don't know if we got Daffy or Daisy. Another problem. I'm going to tell you why this is another problem. Because ducks are violent humpers. They hump violently. And then their packaging, the boy duck packaging, is so different from a chicken's packaging that you can't house them together, because boy ducks don't discriminate. They are for everybody. Boy ducks or drakes, just like the rapper, are for the streets. What does that mean, Reese? For those who don't follow hip hop culture, these ducks love everybody. They'll love on a chicken, but the problem is it can kill the chicken because his unit doesn't match up with her unit. Everybody understands what I'm saying that took ninth grade biology or has access to the internet. Okay. Duck pieces will kill your chicken pieces. So if you're just getting baby ducks, and you say, I'm going to put them with my chicken coop and they're going to live happily ever after. Wrong. Hit the no button. No. You cannot do that because the drakes will destroy and defoul, pun intended, your chickens. So you just can't do it. All right. Keep that in mind. You're going to need a second enclosure for your ducks. Now, here's another thing. Chickens will scratch up food and throw it everywhere. I give you guys that. I am team chickens all the way. Okay. ducks, they eat a little neater. I'll give them that. 1 point for the ducks, right? No. No, no, no. Because the ducks go to eat food while their beaks are wet. So what does that do to a pellet or crumble? It gets it muddy. And what happens when pellet and crumble gets muddy? It turns into a ball and then it molds super fast. So you got to find a correct feeder, or you have to be willing to feed those ducks manually every day. Why do I say that? Because in an auto chicken feeder, or a feeder where you can just fill it up and let the chickens go eat, and they eat and eat and eat and eat and eat, and you got a gravity feeder, and the chickens eat and eat and eat. And after a few days, then you have to fill it back up. So you can fill up a chicken feeder. It can last, depending on your feeder, from a couple of days to a couple of weeks, depending on the amount of chickens you have and the type of feeder you have, right? You just got to check it, make sure no